In my opinion, don't do strength and cardio on the same day. Don't do strength and cardio on the same day. Now, there are exceptions to this rule. I don't think it's beneficial. Do strength on one day and cardio on another. Why? Because when your energy system is recovering from strength training, you can now do your cardio. Okay, so the muscle can be worked more often than the muscles. Okay, so if you did 5 rounds of 5 minutes, I'm assuming you did a Dutch drill or just regular bag. And if you felt that round one was like five rounds already, you're stressing your system way too much. Okay, what I want you to do is okay, let's talk about rate of perceived exertion. Okay, rate of perceived exertion, not rate of exertion. I don't know how much you exerted yourself. It's going to be very hard to measure. This is intuitive now. Okay, what is rate of perceived exertion? Rate of perceived exertion means, okay, let's give it a scale of 1 to 10. 10, you're throwing up. 1, it's like a walk in the park. Don't go past 7 and 8.5 when you're training. Okay, so maybe you did 5 rounds of 5 minutes. It was way too much. Let's start with 3 rounds of 2 minutes. 3 rounds of 2 minutes. And when that becomes easy, we'll work our way up to 3 rounds of 3 minutes. And we'll build to 3 rounds of 5 minutes. And then 4 rounds of 5 minutes. But when I do my 3 rounds of 5 minutes, when I graduate to 3 rounds of 5 minutes, it has to feel like a 7 or an 8.5 and sometimes a 9. And sometimes we can flirt with 9.5. But let's never go to 10 because that's injury, overuse, etc. Do your strength training 24 hours later. Okay. Keep your movements very simple. Only do the most basic exercises. If you don't have an Olympic lifting coach, try to avoid Olympic lifting. Okay, but like I like Zercher squats, but explosive Zercher squats. So I put the barbell in my forearm and my elbows here. I squat down and I explode up to my toes. I don't leave the ground. There's no impact, but I go down slowly and I explode. So the weight has to be light enough for me to explode. So that's a really, really easy way to do an explosive lift without hurting your back. I also like the high pull. If you don't know what a high pull is, it's the bars on the floor. You lift it up, you throw it almost like you're going to do a snatch, but instead of catching the bar, you drop it. Why don't I catch the bar? Well, Michael Coogan explains it beautifully in the New Power program. He says, look, catching the bar takes a lot of skill and a lot of mobility. Plus, you're getting the eccentric load. I don't want the eccentric load. Let the bar fall on the ground. So you need bumper plates. So I do a lot of high pulling. I also like to do a lot of med ball throws. So I go up to a wall and I throw the med ball. And I find that does a lot of for me in terms of muscular endurance. It's low impact, no eccentric load. I also like body weight exercises because there is no eccentric load. I heard one of you CrossFitters did a little hit piece on me saying that, oh, well, body weight, your body doesn't know what kind of stress you're putting on yourself. Obviously, yes, no kidding. If you're lifting, if you're using weight as a resistance or you're using leverage, your body doesn't know the difference. I'm 100% on board with that. However, it is a lot easier to manage. It is a lot easier to manage the eccentric load with body weight exercise. So I can use leverage on the positive side of the contraction and release the leverage on the eccentric side of the contraction, on the negative side of the contraction. That's why I prefer body weight exercise. There's a way to do body weight exercise that keeps soreness at bay. Try teaching a beginner to do Olympic lifting. It's not as easy. And when CrossFitters, not all CrossFitters, some CrossFitters are great Olympic lifters, but some CrossFitters, when they're new and they're doing Olympic lifting, they're doing it wrong and they're flirting with injury. Now, the sensible CrossFitters are going to use a light weight. They're going to build the skill and then they're going to move to the heavier weights. However, sometimes the young kids, they get excited and they jump to the heavier weights too fast and they might hurt themselves. Okay, so there's a smart way to go about the weights. Now, it doesn't matter if you're using CrossFit or not. Okay, if you're smart about how you go about Olympic lifting and you have a good coach and you have somebody who can correct you and have somebody to help you learn Olympic lifting is great. However, if you're doing it on your own, you might injure yourself because there's a lot to know about Olympic lifting, guys. There is a lot to know. There is a lot to know. People underestimate how technical a lift, the snatch and the clean and jerk is. It's super technical. It's super technical. Now, if you read the Supple Leopard, he goes through the techniques. Okay, he explains them beautifully. If you're the type of person who has the mind that can stand it and go gradual, you can get away with it. You can do it. You can do Olympic lifting without hurting yourself. But I still don't like to catch the weight. Why? Because it takes away from my training time on the mats, my wrestling, my jiu-jitsu, all that stuff. I don't want any soreness. I want to periodically, very periodically, do eccentric training. I don't want too much eccentric. I don't want too much. Why? I know the eccentric load is the good stuff, okay? It helps pack on strength and size, okay? When you do eccentric load, your body gets stronger. I'm with you on that. Totally aware of this. However, I think it's not worth it in the long run because of the skill training a martial artist needs to do. The skill training is super important. Now, if I'm sore, it is very hard for me to drill jiu-jitsu, boxing, drills, etc. So I like fitness, but I need the minimum of soreness.